It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
Yeah, that's right. Jeff Tuckman is back. It's been a long time, and I am so happy to see you. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, Nick.
Good, man. You were gone for a while.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Better than ever.
Good. And so you're back, and people were wondering, you know, where you were and what was going on, but you're back. And we're very excited to have you. Jeff Tuckman is here again. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. Any questions about Blu-rays, DVDs, tech questions? You can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy. 312-981-7200. So you were out for a few months. You've been keeping up with the what's going on in the business world of movies and Blu-ray and DVD and all that stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the new format, 4K, hasn't taken off yet, but it's beginning.
That is really going to be amazing once, you know, everybody gets one of those in their house.
Yeah. I mean, number one, the TVs have to come down in price, which they are starting. You know, when they first came out, they were, you know, you would go into the special room.
Yeah.
Right? Where your speakers are like $2,500.
You're right. You'd have to mortgage your home in order to get this. But they all come down in price after a while.
And they have. And they've also come down in you don't have to have, a 65-inch, 70-inch TV, everything else. Now they're coming down to realistic, 50-inch, 55-inch TV.
Yeah. And the other thing is, we always, if you have patience and you wait for a little while, the prices go down on the new technology. You know, Jeff, you've been around a long time. You've been in the video business since the beginning. And, I remember when we got our first VCR in 1980, early 1980, I believe, or maybe 79. I can't remember. It was either 79 or 80. It was $1,800. I remember it was almost $2,000. We almost spent $2,000 on a VCR.
Yeah, I mean, people are amazing. I was trying to tell my wife, we were in Stordis a while back, and VCRs were going for $8. and I told her, I said, you don't understand that blank tapes, and this is true because we were one of the biggest distributors in the country of blank tapes, were $25 for a blank tape.
Isn't that crazy?
It really was
crazy.
You
think about it. And then when DVDs first came out, I remember when I first got my DVD player in 2000, early 2000, I got my first DVD player. It was like $280. And now you can get a DVD player for $5. And you open a bank account, you get a DVD player.
Oh, I mean, I think about the memories. I remember one time being at Facets and that's right. I met Roger there, Roger Ebert, and he was big into Laserdisc. Yes,
right.
Folks,
yep. There was Laserdisc
because Roger loved quality.
Yeah,
and so it was Laserdisc or CD.
Well, now we're moving on. We've got Blu-ray, and we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about the anniversary of Blu-ray. It's the 10th anniversary of Blu-ray, so we'll talk about that and a lot more. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Jeff Tuckman is back, and we have some really cool stuff to give away. In fact, we've got three Blu-rays of Pride and Joy, The Story of Alligator Records, a great documentary with incredible performances, and we're going to give a copy of that away when we come back. When the grand crowd goes wild and they clap their hands for the tattooed lady and the alligator man. She always knew what she wanted to do when she was just 18. She got her tattoo. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN. It's Friday morning. And that's Marsha Ball from in the song The Tattooed Lady and the Alligator Man. And Jeff Tuckman is here, 312-981-7200, talk and text with any questions regarding DVDs, Blu-rays, any movies that you can't think of the title of, it's making you crazy, you can describe it, you know who's in it.
Give us a call at 312-981-7200. And Jeff has brought along three Blu-rays of the film Pride and Joy, The Story of Alligator Records. Tell everybody about it, Jeff.
It's terrific. You know, in 1971, the founder of Alligator Records, who you've had on the show, Bruce Aguilar, started independent record company, and it's become like the most successful modern blues label, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's developed it. He's in Chicago, and we want to support, obviously, Chicago labels. And this is not only the history of it, but it culminated in a special concert that celebrated 20 years of Alligator Records with some of the great artists on the on his label, which I loved. If you love blues, and who doesn't love blues in Chicago, you love this documentary.
The story is fascinating, too. We've had him on the show, and he ran a record label out of his apartment in Edgewater. Which is crazy, and he's only in this second building. They've moved once in the history of Alligator Records. Once, now he's able to actually sleep in a regular bedroom, not with stacks of records and stuff all over the room. But it's an absolutely amazing story. And Alligator Records is worldwide one of the most important blues labels and one of the most important music labels that ever existed.
Well, that's right, and his lineup is terrific, and in this concert celebrating 20 years, you've got Lonnie Brooks, and you've got Coco Taylor, the Lover, Katie Webster, Little Ed, it's just Elvin Bishop, fooled around and fell in love.
No, it's a great concert. So there's a 20-year concert. The 20th anniversary concert is also in this. And Pride and Joy, The Story of Alligator Records. And it's a Blu-ray. And we have three to give away. So let's give one away now. Let's just make it call. Hey, Dan, let's use the contest line for this one, since we're getting some calls in for Jeff. Questions about movies and DVDs on the regular line, 312-981-7200. And on the contest line, let's go caller five. Caller number five at 312-591-7000. That's the contest line, 312-591-7000. So call right now for your copy of Pride and Joy. If you're the fifth caller, you will win the copy of The Story of Alligator Records, complete with the amazing concert as well. So call in right now, caller number five on the contest line. We'll win a copy of Pride and Joy, Story of Alligator Records on the contest line, 312-591-7000. All right. Let's see. We got a couple of questions, Jeff, already.
No problem.
Brian says, will we ever finally get to see the TV show Ed available to watch on DVD or digital copies or streaming? It's a great show that a lot of people I know love. It's not even in syndication or anything. Yeah, that is a terrific show.
Great show.
And I know that Dan actually loves that show very much, too, and it's one of his favorites. It is a really, really great show, and it's surprising that it's never really seen the light of day.
Well, when you realize the thousands of shows that are available, there's rights problems there. That, they probably couldn't agree on the millions of dollars that show would generate in syndication.
Yeah.
But I tell you, the writing on that show, the acting
Tom
on that
Cavanaugh.
Show.
Tom Cavanaugh. So many great people came out of that show, got their start on that show, including Michael Ian Black and so many other. It was a really, really tremendous show. It was on NBC, and I'm really surprised that it's not available. And Jeff always comes down. He's got lists and books with him for future releases all the way through till the end of the year. And there's no listing for Ed, unfortunately.
No, there's not. I have listings through actually February. Mm-hmm. Of next year, and I wish there was. And what I'll do is, the moment I find out whenever they're going to release it, and try to get the background of what's really holding it up, because it's surprising, because I think it'd do very, very well in syndication.
Yeah, of course it would. It would do great. Okay, and especially with Netflix and all the other streaming, it's a perfect opportunity. All right, well, hey, we got a winner here. Here's Kurt. Hey, Kurt.
Yes.
Congratulations, man. You're a winner.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Got yourself a copy of this fantastic documentary called Pride and Joy, The Story of Alligator Records, and there's a great 20th anniversary concert with incredible blues artists all jamming out, and it's on Blu-ray, and it's all yours, Kurt.
Very cool. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for listening, buddy. Hang on, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Hold on a second. There's Kurt. He's our first winner, and there you go. He's our first. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. This and then that. That's how it works. I've only been working at this place for you know, like 35 years. Okay, Jeff, hang on, okay?
No problem.
We got to take a break here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. When we come back, more of your questions, 312-981-7200, DVD, Blu-ray questions. Can't think of the title of a movie, call us up. We'll try to help you out. And we got more Alligator Records documentaries to give away as well.
Me and my baby, we just had a big fight.
Yeah.
Hold that train.
There you go. It's Lil Ed and the Imperials would hold that train, and that is part of the Alligator Records history right there. And that's what we're giving away this morning on the show. Jeff Tuckman is here, and we've got the documentary Pride and Joy, the story of Alligator Records, and it also features the entire concert of the 20th anniversary of Alligator Records. And it's the return of Jeff Tuckman. Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
Jeff is back. And so we've got more questions to answer. If you guys want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You can't think of the title of a movie, it's driving you crazy. If you're wondering if something is available on DVD, if you got any questions about Blu-ray or tech questions, now's the time to call in at 312-981-7200. We've got two more copies of the Alligator Records documentary to give away. We'll give those away during this half hour, so make sure you stay tuned for that, and we'll tell you when to call in. 815 area code has a question, Jeff. They're wondering if the second season of Amazing Stories will ever come out on DVD. And we should look that one up.
I mean, that was a terrific series. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that, you know, the people, I don't know if they were expecting more than what it was, but it really, really is good. I do not believe, I know it's not in my releases, Nick. I don't know if.
Yeah. I've got nothing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got nothing. But, you know, as we were talking about earlier, and we've mentioned this before, TV shows on DVD.com is a pretty great website that keeps up with all of the latest releases on DVD. And you can always, and if you know, since we, you know, Jeff, as you know, the streaming sites are so popular now.
Oh, yes.
You know, with your Amazon, your Hulu, Netflix. A lot of old TV series pop up on those streaming channels from time to time. So what you should do is, if you're interested in finding out, you know, like if Amazing Stories or if when someday Ed comes out, if they're going to stream it, each month they announce what's going to be shown, all the new stuff that's going to be on each month. So I would say, you know, like at the top of each month, at the beginning of each month, go to the websites that have these streaming sites. Go to Amazon, go to Hulu, go to Crackle, go to Netflix, and check out what their monthly schedule is. They update it every month. They add new things. They take things away. They'll add TV series. They'll add movies. And so there are so many different avenues that you can go down now, you know, besides DVDs, where you can see these shows.
And the beauty, Nick, is that they'll have entire seasons. In other words, let's say a series had four seasons.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you go to Netflix, guess what? Usually all four seasons are available.
Yeah.
And it's cool because, you know, it brings back, we've talked about this for years. When you see these series, it brings back memories that you have
right.
of what you were doing when you originally saw that. I mean, I feel that way. When I think about when I used to watch WGN and all the,
right.
you know, whether it was Flash Gordon or yep. whatever, it brings me back to that time and place.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, keep an eye out for that. And again, TV shows on DVD.com. You know, Jeff has a monthly visit here on the at the station on the show and comes in, like we say, with books and lists and all kinds of stuff that goes all the way through. He's got release dates through February.
Yes.
So, you know, and unfortunately, Amazing Stories is not on there. So.
No.
312-981-7200 for your questions. You got a question for Jeff. Can't think of the title of a movie. It's making you crazy. Describe it for us or any of those kind of things. Here's Judy on WGN. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All
Hi,
right.
Jeff.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Well, I'm calling to ask you if you have three movies available, where to get them, three Gregory Peck movies.
Okay.
I want Valley of Decision, Spellbound, And there's one more on
Captain Newman, M.D.?
Yeah, Captain Newman, M.D.
Okay. Now, Jeff, you know Spellbound is available.
And Captain Newman, M.D. is available.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
So Captain Newman is available. And these are all available on DVD.
Okay.
Captain Newman is definitely available. Spellbound is available. I think Spellbound's even available on Blu-ray.
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken. Spellbound's out on Blu-ray.
Because I have this, I don't know if you guys have ever seen it yet. I have the Comcast now where I can listen, do on demand by myself because I'm blind.
Yeah, yeah. I've got Comcast as well, and I've got the on demand option as well.
And the thing is, they don't say it when they do it. The other movies, they don't mention either any of those three movies.
Yeah, because a lot of the, I will say this about Comcast. They got a lot of movies that are available on demand, but they don't have a lot of old movies available on demand.
No.
Yeah.
They seem to get cut off right around the 70s and the 60s. They don't go well before that, unless it's a, unless it's a classic.
Yeah, because I've got like seven movies of his in
But Comcast, their on demand system is great. I mean, I love it. There are a ton of movies. You can find any movie you want. Sometimes you got to pay $2.99 to rent it or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But their catalog is phenomenal on Comcast.
No, I've been looking because I can hear it now because I have to use the voice.
Well, by the way, I just want to let you know that Valley of Decision is available on DVD. I'm looking at it on Amazon right now. $17.
Yeah. Ooh. And also, Judy, there are Gregory Peck collections available that you can get mostly on DVD and not on Blu-ray, but mostly on DVD.
Yeah.
And all three of the titles you mentioned, all three are available.
All three of them are available. So all you got to do is, look for them online or if you can and order them up.
Oh, I wish I knew who to call because I don't have a computer.
Well, I mean, do you know somebody with a computer, Judy?
Yeah, I do.
Go over to somebody's house and have them order it for you, and you can get those movies. But they're all three of them are available on DVD for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Judy.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Jeff. Bye.
All right. There you go. All right, let's give away another copy of Pride and Joy, The Story of Alligator Records, a terrific documentary which I've seen, and you just gave me a copy on Blu-ray. Thank you, Jeff.
You're going to love
it. See, I don't have to call in.
And also, Nick should mention that his first Blu-ray player was given to him by me.
That's right. My first Blu-ray player was given to him. My first DVD ever was given to me by Jeff. Not the player, but you were like, you got to get yourself a DVD player. You kept telling me for months, Nick, you got to get a DVD player. You got to get a DVD player. And I was like, yeah. And then you bought me The Matrix on DVD, and then I had no excuse.
I knew that would inspire you.
No, that was it, man. You came in, you said, look, here's The Matrix. It's on DVD. You can't watch this unless you get a DVD player. And I'm like, damn it. So I bought a DVD player the following week, and the first DVD that I ever watched
was The Matrix.
And my head almost exploded. I have a Blu-ray player because of Jeff Tuckman.
Yes.
So, look at that. The contest lines are lighting up already. Let's do caller five again, Dan. Is that good with you? All right, caller number five on the contest line, 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000, and you will receive a copy of Pride and Joy, The Story of Alligator Records, a local label, homegrown, that has gone worldwide and that has some of the greatest blues and rock artists of all time. And the concert is also in this DVD or Blu-ray, and you can get that as well. So, fifth caller, 312-591-7000. Let's see. Robert sent in a text, Jeff.
Okay.
It says, I still have a few laser discs, and one day my son scratched it. It continued to work despite the scratch. If a DVD had the same scratch, I would always have to buy a new copy. Will there ever be a day where DVDs are scratch resistant?
That would be really, really nice, but unfortunately, no.
No, and Blu-rays are like that, too.
Blu-rays are like that, too. It's unusual. I mean, people really – I mean, it was an accident. I'm sure that would happen with being scratched, but I think, especially, if it's something that you really, really want to keep, you can just, especially with the prices of DVDs coming down, I would say the best thing is to just try to replace it. Now, if you scratch your VHS, I would have a problem with that.
Now, the other thing is you remember in the old days, Jeff, when you would scratch an album?
Oh, yes.
And you would have to put a penny or a dime or a quarter on top of the stylus and on the needle?
Let me tell you, my wife will tell you that I had a pretty big apartment when I was single, and I actually had record racks. Yes, folks.
Yeah.
Record racks.
Of course.
in my front room. Yeah. Big. I it was a fixture I got out of the store, and I could put like 500 albums in there. And it was so cool. And there were, everything was categories, and it was in order.
Yeah.
I was kind of crazy. But, yes, there were albums. We've been through it all.
I had albums that and I had 45s that would break, and I would have to like put it back together, then it would just like every time it would go around. So, we got a winner already. Here's caller 5 is Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Oh, I'm so happy.
You're caller number 5. You got yourself a copy of Pride and Joy, the story of Alligator Records, a really terrific documentary and some amazing music in it as well.
I just love the blues. I'm going to love this.
Oh, it's so good. All right, Carol, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it, okay?
I love your show, too.
Thank you, Carol. Hold on a second, all right? Hang on.
And, Nick, we should mention for Carol that in this terrific documentary and the concert, for an encore, they all get together. And they do Sweet Home Chicago.
That's right. An all-star, unbelievable version of that song. Let's see. 312 area code. So what about the show Northern Exposure? Northern Exposure is available on DVD.
Northern Exposure is available.
Absolutely. My ex-wife, Heather, was way into Northern Exposure, and we had all of them. We had.
I have it.
Yeah. No, we had every season, unless they took it off the market. We'll have to look into that. But it
definitely was available.
Absolutely. We had every season. I don't anymore. My ex-wife does. She won that one.
That's funny.
She got the Northern Exposure DVDs out of the deal. But we had every one of them. So, I mean, if you look online, you can find them used or
– you could find them. I think I want to say Universal. I'm not 100% sure. But
yeah.
I mean
– I remember they came – like one of the seasons came in it was like a parka because it took place in
that's
Alaska.
Right. That's
and it,
right.
And the DVD case itself, the whole season, was wrapped in a big small parka that looked like a parka to keep the DVDs warm.
That's true.
It's true.
In fact, Universal released a lot of their series at the same time, and Northern Exposure was in there.
I remember we had all of them. So it's out there. I mean, they may have taken it off the market. Maybe you won't be able to find it new. But if you go to eBay or to Amazon or any of the auction sites, I don't think you'll have any problems finding Northern Exposure. And I'm pretty sure like every season is available. At least we had them all, as far as I remember. All right, we got a break, Jeff. When we come back, we got more phone calls coming in. You guys have questions or comments, we would love to hear from you. Jeff Tuckman is back. It's so great to have Jeff back. We've got one more Blu-ray of Pride and Joy, the story of Alligator Records, to give away as well. So stay tuned for that. And then more of your questions coming up right after we take a break here on WGN. Yeah. More great music from Alligator Records. Boy, we're lucky to have this label in this city.
Absolutely. You know?
Amazing. That's A.C. Reed and Bonnie Raitt. She's Fine. And we've got one more copy of the Blu-ray of Pride and Joy, the story of Alligator Records. Again, an amazing local story, but a guy who started a label in his apartment in Edgewater. and it's become one of the most acclaimed blues and rock labels of all time. And it's right here in Chicago. And this documentary is amazing, and the concert that's with it is unbelievable. So if you like blues and you like good music, we got one more copy to give away. Jeff Tuckman is here. Hi, Jeff.
Good to be here, Nick.
And we're going to hear from you about what's coming up.
Yes.
Some new releases and stuff. All right. Before we do that, here's Kevin on WGN. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Good.
What I would like to know is there a release date at this point for when the new Gilmore Girls episodes are going to be coming out on DVD?
Not on DVD. I don't know the date on DVD, but on Netflix, the brand new season starts on Black Friday, right after the day after Thanksgiving.
See, cause we don't have Netflix, and I know in the past, like with House of Cards, you know, you wait a certain amount of time, and then they put it on DVD, which is the only way that we've seen any of them.
Yeah.
So,
well,
and, you know, I got turned on to Gilmore Girls from you, Nick.
I'm sure you did, man. I turned a lot of people on to Gilmore Girls. Yeah, no date on it yet in terms of DVD, Kevin, but however long it was to, you know, for House of Cards, what is it, like maybe 3 months?
Yes.
Yeah, usually it'll come on February and it'll come on a DVD in like June or so.
Okay, well, you know what? This starts in November, so look for it in February or March.
Sounds good. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be so great. I have no plans Thanksgiving weekend except to sit at home and watch the Gilmore Girls. Yeah. All right, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks a lot.
All right,
buddy.
I got the whole set.
I got it at home, too.
You got the whole set of the Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
How it's packaged?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't play around with Gilmore Girls, man.
That is a
that's my stuff right there. I was going to say something else that would have got us bumped off the air, but no, I love Gilmore Girls, man, and I can't wait for the new episodes. Oh my God, the new episodes are going to be so great. And for those Gilmore Girl fans out there, I love it when guys call in and go, "Yeah, man, you turned me on to the Gilmore Girls." I'm like, "All right, dude. All right."
Well, you did that with Felicity. So,
I know. I did it with Felicity, too.
I don't want to remind you. But
it's like a guy in his 50s watching Gilmore Girls. Seems a little creepy. But anyway.
Yeah,
all right. We got one more copy here to give away. Let's do it. We've got one more copy here on Blu-ray. Call the contest line now. We'll do caller 5 again. It's been our lucky number so far. 312-591-7000. Fifth caller gets a copy of this great documentary about Alligator Records filled with great blues and great music. 312-591-7000. Caller number 5 on the contest line. All right. Jeff, what's coming up? Do we have some stuff to look forward to?
Well, you've got some titles. You know, a lot of titles coming out.
Yeah.
But this week, there are some good releases. Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be huge.
I mean, that's the biggest. They reissue Tony and Tina's Wedding, believe it or not.
By the way, Brian Noonan is appearing in Tony and Tina's Wedding. If you want to see him in Tony and Tina's Wedding, you can see Brian Noonan there.
This is the one with Mila Kunis and Joey McIntyre and Adrian Grenier. You get that? There's a new Bogart and Bacall collection.
Ooh,
really cool! It's like $22.49. Listen, what you get? It's a 6-film collection: The Maltese Falcon, To Have or Have Not, The Big Sleep, Dark Passage, Key Largo, and Designing Women.
Man, that's unbelievable.
Isn't that great?
Those six titles in one package?
And then Warner's is also releasing a new musical six-disc collection. Again, $22.49. You know,
amazing.
I used to always tell Roy, if things are priced properly, right?
They'll sell.
He would say, why would anybody want to buy anything?
Yeah.
I'd say, Roy, if it's priced right.
People will buy it.
Right. Well, here's the sixth movie collection. Listen, and he would have loved this collection, all right? Anchors Away, Easter Parade, Gigi, Gypsy, High Society, and Meet Me in St. Louis.
Wow.
In one collection.
That's amazing.
And for fans of Hitchcock, this is the older Hitchcock. It's called the Suspense Collection. Suspicion, Strangers on the Train, I Confess, Dial M for Murder, The Wrong Man, North by Northwest. That's this week. But as far as coming out, one thing I wanted to mention, Nick, at the end of the month, I know a few months ago we gave away the single disc of Motown 25,
right?
Yesterday, Today, and Forever.
Right.
Well, now they're coming with a tremendous, and I say tremendous, box set. Now, get this now. It's a 6-disc collection of that concert, but it has 20 minutes that nobody ever saw. There's 14 hours of bonus features.
Jeez.
Right? There is a 48-page collector's book. Okay, if you love Motown, remember this concert was the first time you saw Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk.
Right,
you had the Supremes and the Miracles getting back together. You had the Temptations, the Four Tops,
right?
Stevie Wonder. I mean, it just is an incredible concert. And you get all this and list for $79.95. For all of that.
Yeah.
And that's coming out at the end of the month.
That's great. We do have our final winner of the morning, and it's Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right, buddy. Congratulations. You are our final winner. Pride and Joy, the story of Alligator Records on Blu-ray.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Right. Love your show.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate it. Hang on a second, okay?
Okay, buddy.
All right, there you go. There's Mark. He's our final winner. And, Jeff, thank you for bringing this, Pride and Joy, the story of Alligator Records. And again, if people could not get through and they have a question for you and, you know, that involves, like, Blu-rays or DVDs or any kind of that kind of stuff, where can they get a hold of you?
They can email me on yourmediaman@att.net, and I answer every question that I get.
There you go. yourmediaman@att.net. yourmediaman@att.net. Jeff, always a pleasure, man. I'm so glad you're back. We're going to see you next month.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So we're going to be back to the monthly visits with Jeff Tuckman. He took a little time off, but he's back now. And every month we will talk with Jeff again, just like this, and give away some really cool stuff and answer some questions through texts and calls and all that cool stuff and let you know what's coming up. In October, maybe we can you can come in with some horror movie packages.
I will do that.
Yeah, because since it's October, it's my favorite month of the year.
Oh, yes.
So, I am taking a week off, though, in October. So we'll figure out exactly what date to get you in. All right?
We'll do it.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know. All right. We're going to take a break here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. And coming up after the 3 o'clock news, we'll be joined live in studio by Jim Ryan, who is going to give us a big preview of this weekend's Riot Fest. He's going all 3 days, and we'll get a preview of all of that coming up right after the news, which is coming up next.